This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Yeah! I'm sick, bitch!
I don't know why. Wait, why is that?
Why you sound like that?
Well, I don't know why we cut off when you go settle the fuck down, bitch, niggas.
We cut off niggas. That off. Yeah.
So now it looks like misogyny instead of racism.
No.
It's a powerful intro, though. It makes me want to like chug a Mountain Dew, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. I want to drink a Mountain Dew Code Red and fucking high five midair.
Middle school theme song. Intro's
guest, dum-dum.
Oh, so Amber Nelson's here.
Hi, world.
Comedian Amber Nelson. And then, so Amber's cousin Sophie, I met at Jay's What's Your Fucking Deal show.
Okay.
Coming out on CSO.
Yeah, that's right. That was a bitter end.
Sophie, what's your last name, Sophie?
Santos.
Sophie okay. Santos is also, but she's into sketch.
Okay.
Yeah. Sketchy person.
I think I might know you too. Then we meet before too?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, maybe.
You have a familiar face.
You're looking more familiar now that I sat down. Put my eyes
maybe
on
in the
you
back of the stand or something. Maybe. The stand, sometimes we go back and we smoke a little of the hookah or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
There.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If you went back
and
smoked,
then
definitely.
Just don't remember.
Well, good to see you.
Good to see you.
So what's going on with you bitches?
No, I asked him to come on. Because Amber had this thing just recently where somebody was being her.
Yeah, you know. Somebody has my name, Amber Nelson, but she joined SAG before me.
Oh.
And she was going in on auditions as me. I don't think she knew, but I think that there's some lazy-ass people that work in the industry that were just like, oh, Amber Nelson, we'll just look her up. Okay, sure, this is somebody that has not done stand-up, that does not look like at all like the person that somebody told us to bring in. Let's just bring her in here. She went in and they showed her my headshot.
And she said, what happened?
And then she was like, that's not me. And they're like, oh, okay. Have a good one. That's it. And so they never called me in.
Oh, they never called the real Amber Nelson, who he was actually looking for.
Yeah. Wow. They just couldn't be bothered because they're lazy and I want them all to burn in a house fire.
No, it could, because I used to have a joke about the name Amber just in general.
Mm-hmm.
It was in defense of black girl names, which I previously had laughed at because I met someone at the theater. The girl taking my tickets was named Taffany.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I know Taffany, actually.
And I was like, fucking, come on, Taffany. But white girl names, meanwhile, now look what happened to Amber because of her white naming.
That's a million of them.
Yeah, that's why it's called an Amber Alert because it's always an Amber.
Yeah, think of dead kids when you think of me. You know?
That should be your special name. Amber Alert.
Yes.
Coming this October.
Did you think of James?
Stop getting my
name?
Dick hard. They might not be dead. They just could be the missing.
Yeah.
Trying to get my dick hard for no reason.
I say change your last name to either Alert or J Fox. Did you think of that?
Oh, Amber J Fox?
Amber J Fox.
Oh, I got to go on stage and be like, hey, everybody, and shake. And is that bad?
You already do
I
that.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, that's why he had to do that, because there was already whatever his real name was. Michael J. Fox.
Oh, call somebody American had the name already? You mean an American who was born here had the name already?
No, SAG. Somebody joined SAG with the name. So
Michael J. Fox.
That's why everybody has stage names.
Yeah, he's Canadian. Mm-hmm. So the American Michael J. Fox got on the list first. That's what it should be.
Yeah, for the people listening, SAG is like a shitty Highlander. They can be only one. You know what I mean? There's only one name, and that's it.
I've been in SAG for 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I
thought you were 20 years old.
I am. I've been there since one. I did Pampers commercials. Mm. I shit a lot as a kid.
Is that how you get those roles?
That's how you get them. It's like, Kenny, shit on cue. I was shitting on the way into the audition.
I honestly thought they just faked it for the commercial. I didn't know you really had to shit.
No, you have to shit. And you have to pee, but you have to pee blue stuff. Like in the Pampers commercials.
Okay.
You know how they don't use the
I thought they were dumping liquid. You're
no,
telling me?
No, you got to drink shit.
You had that disease from the madness of King George, is what you're telling me, as an infant. The king's water is blue.
I had that from a child, yes.
Very right. Method.
Did you see the madness of King
method,
George, by the way?
But what about, I'm wondering, like, the other SAG shit. Does your medical insurance get mixed up with this girl? Or
I haven't joined SAG yet. I have to join SAG now because I did What's Your Fucking Deal.
Okay.
But I've been sort of, like, toying with SAG because I get a lot of my money doing non-SAG. But once you join, you can't do any of those things.
You can do
well,
non-SAG.
You can, but you got to not
you gotta
put your name
on it.
You
got to be sneaky about it. Yeah.
But they'll let you work. It's like a thing. They kind of look the other way.
Oh, yeah?
Because I did that, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, I couldn't put my name on because of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What'd
you go under?
I think Blurt Letzer? Uncredited. I think I went by the name of Uncredited.
Uncredited Kurt.
Yeah, I okay. played on Flavor Flav impersonator.
Oh, yeah. I did a...
In blackface, yeah.
Old Dirty Bastard before.
You played Old Dirty Bastard on
something? Like Celebrity Deathmatch, one of them shows.
Really? Uncredited? Adult Swim?
I get credit for everything I do.
Well, I mean, was it a SAG issue? Because if it's Adult Swim...
No, it was Adult Swim. It was MTV. This was years ago.
Oh, Celebrity Deathmatch. I'm mixing up with that other show.
When MTV
thing.
Was still cool.
Yeah.
Mm. How can they put somebody on television and not pay you SAG stuff? Be like, here's a check for $100. We're going to use your face and your likeness and your jokes, and then everyone's going to know who you are. And that's it, buddy. Sorry.
It's called...
Well, that's basic cable's M.O.
Yeah,
that's what they're trying to get away with. That's what SAG was fighting. You mean BET?
That's racist. Remember Comic View was like...
Black shows always pay the most. What are you talking about?
No. That, you're thinking of black stand-up shows.
Stand-up shows.
Not BET. When I was...
Oh, not BET in particular, but I'm sure Comic Strip paid more than Comic Jimmy View? Kimmel, a Comic View.
No. Well, maybe now,
yes.
finally.
Yes, it did.
No, I'll tell you what it
$1,400
paid.
For Jimmy Kimmel?
No, they weren't paying that when I was going to start.
I did Kimmel. No, about $1,400, I think.
But I think they Comic pay you View $400.
Comic View was paying $400 when I started. Jay went and did it, and it cost him $400 to do it.
Well, that was Jay. They like making fun
of
him.
No, it's because that guy that ran Comic View was a fucking Blooper Murdoch, I call
him. Which one are you talking about?
I don't know. Whoever ran it at the time. Now, this is going back a little while.
Well, they might have gave y'all white prices over there.
No,
that's the big payback.
It was like Big Red from the fucking Five Heartbeats. That wasn't any. That was just like a guy who's like, I'm going to rob everybody. In fact, they used to have rules that... Jay told me when he got down there, they like try to make him like somehow like in charge of the other comics because he's the white. You know, they like watch them while we go, and they would go, "Oh, you can't leave." You know, is it taping? They were doing those like fucking 15.
Boy,
hour...
did that big dummy get used by black people?
Yeah, it was his big dumb heart really did. He got it was like a 15-hour fucking Tyler Perry union scab taping style. So they weren't allowed to leave this fucking room.
Oh,
and the reason
God.
was because one year someone stole a car, stole a golf cart or something, from the lot. It was some bullshit that I think they just say because everybody just, that's what I suspect. They're like, we don't want these, ones leave it. These are black people saying this, I'm sure.
Oh, of course.
And so they make up a reason why everyone's on punishment. And so it was just shit. And then he was on, it was before Pink got famous. So Jay flew. He was sitting next to Pink on the plane.
On it was way. Pink and Pinker.
Yeah. No, this is before he was dyeing his hair and everything.
I was about to
splash.
This
is when Jay was full on wigger outfit, and he was sitting next to Pink, and Jay was like, "I'm fine, and, I'm doing Comic View." He's all happy.
Yeah.
Because he was, and so he's bragging to Pink, and she's, "Oh, well, I'm a singer. My name's Pink, and
And they both Philly though, by the way.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, Pink's from Philadelphia. Oh.
I'm not up on my Pink knowledge.
How dare you start a story you don't know even the details
to?
No,
this is my favorite thing, because this is what Jay told me, because she's talking about, I'm doing a thing with Babyface, and Jay in his head was like, yeah, all right, I'm sure. He was all like, yeah, whatever. Because Jay's like, I'm doing Comic View, bitch, but that's cool. in his head, he was nice.
You have fun with Infant Face, so whoever you're working with.
Yeah, Infant Face. I don't know why he didn't like buy it, but anyway, so he gets there. He ends up costing like $450, and then besides that, he had relatives down there where they were shooting Comic View who insisted he stay with them instead of the hotel that he was going to stay in. So he's just in this awful place with no air conditioning because his... awful relatives were starstruck that he was doing Comic View.
What's a big deal? That's not a big deal. I'm trying to talk down to Comic View.
I will. Dude, if you end up, if they're paying scale now, hurrah for doing better, but not paying scale is fucking shitty.
Well, I never played it. I never did Comic View.
I don't blame it. And by the way, Comic View got so repulsive that they would just have 50 guys
and five
doing
the same joke?
Yeah, and they would market
that's
it
why
that
I was
way.
Like, yeah, this is not
it for was
me.
Like, what?
But it's like just like with Last Comic Standing, when it had that fan win the first one, I said, this is not for me.
Well, you're talking about that, because Def Jam, if you look at the first few seasons of Def Jam, are solid fucking comics and then it starts to fall off around the time Comic View comes out, and I think like Comic View is really what kind of put painted the shitty onto it.
It did.
Whereas Def
did.
Jam had a good thing going for a long time.
But Def Jam got a new show now, back on HBO, just premiered this Saturday, and the host is who? Oh, Tony Rock.
No shit.
Yeah, Tony's hosting a new generation of Def Comedy Jam. But it's not great. Def Comedy Jam, just Def Comedy.
Yeah, well, Tony's a friend of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony's host,
anyway,
and it's a great show.
So, Jay, so long story short, Jay comes back, it costs him $450.
And he met Pink.
He met Pink. Then he ended up getting a job at Wawa, like to for money because he was like we were doing that.
This is after the Comic View.
After he did Comic View, he needed to get some extra money working at Wawa
in Los Angeles. So he's
there.
No,
like Philly. Oh, okay, Philly. This is when we were in Philly.
Yeah, LA don't have Wawa, do they?
No, it's a Philly. It's a Jersey.
Yeah, I love a Wawa boy.
Well, here's what
you Bill Jones sandwich.
Look, here's what he didn't
love. No lettuce this time.
No, Wawa hoagies were the good best.
So the best.
This is where this was not the best. Well, he's working at Wawa. Listen,
you had blimpies when you were young. When you grow up, football.
Listen,
football.
Listen. So he said, "Well, and he gets these big cases of like some promotional thing. And it's just all Pink CDs." So the way it shook out was him just putting her
back at Wawa. And
like,
then
6 months later, he's putting her CDs up at his job at Wawa.
Did he like try to get her number? That's what I want to know.
No.
Or did he kind of just was like, no, you're not going
to
be famous.
The way he told it to me was like, all right, good luck to you, Pink or whatever.
He was arrogant about it. And then he had to fucking work at Wawa.
If I think how much he's the man version of Pink, all things considered, like the rock star,
it really is.
Rock star trash.
He needed Babyface to change his career.
To answer your question, Mr. Goodsense.
Mr. Goodsense?
Yeah, did you guys ever have that?
What's that? Oh, that's like a Wawa?
It's like a Blimpy. It's like a Subway, but it's, the dough is so good.
Really?
It is better than,
Where is this?
This was in Kansas.
Okay, Mr. Goodsense.
I think it was in Kansas. I moved so many times. I don't even remember.
I'm so curious about that now.
Sounds like a very Kansas sort of.
I'm pretty sure
they smile when you come in. Like, how are you doing
today?
Welcome
to Mr. Goodsense.
They have the good sense not to hire black people.
Whoa. I'm sure it was all black people.
Not my words, Sophie's words. Okay. Sophie said it, not me. I could be between the lines.
Why'd you grow up everywhere?
My dad was in the military.
Oh, yeah. What branch?
Army.
All right.
Isn't he serving right now? He's a photographer, yeah?
Well, yeah, he's the media photographer. I don't know if I should say this, but I think I can. He's fine. He's a media photographer in Afghanistan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Get him now, boys.
Daddy, I'm sorry.
How long has he been over there?
He's been over there for about 6 months.
Now, has he taken any pictures of those Afghan soldiers fucking them boys?
Yeah.
Because it's happening.
That's what we want.
It happens, yeah.
What about dancing boys?
I can't tell you about those
on.
Photos. You know, I don't want to get in trouble, but...
Do you have copies?
Maybe.
There's one thing that I'm into. It's bells on a boy.
Spin around for me, boy.
Did they put bells on them?
Yeah, that's the dancing boys of Afghanistan. I think it's on Netflix.
The Illuminati,
though.
They love it.
No, it's not the Illuminati. Print. It's an old. That's Alexander the Great tradition, like that where like Turkey meet. You know, it's like where the Arabs meet Greece.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of butt play right there.
Yeah,
that's
ass play road. Ass play road. It's like the Silk Road, but much
silkier.
Much silkier. Yeah. But just you can trace just the like. You know, women are for babies, boys are for pleasure road. Wow. It's like at the border from Turkey, and that goes all the way through
to Pakistan.
I told you,
that Silk
Pakistan.
Road is everything evil in the world. Trade brings
evil. Yeah, like
evil.
Stuff you get on Silk Road.
Because
like,
it brings different regions of evil to your town.
Opium takes the edge off it.
I guess so. That's true.
So, Sophie, your father's from Mexico, yeah?
Spain.
Spain!
Close,
oh,
but
sorry.
No.
I thought he's Mexican.
Close, but a terrible insult, considering he's your uncle.
How do you not know this?
Whoops. So, how does did he support Trump? Did he vote for him?
Ooh. Actually, he voted for Gary Johnson.
All right, Gary's a friend of mine.
Oh, Mr. Johnson?
It sounds weird, but yeah.
Is he actually a friend of yours?
I was never more sure.
I did TV
Gary
with him a million times.
You're fucking with me.
And he actually the first person to like really get me into medical marijuana, like the business side of it.
What? The business? You're in the business side of medical marijuana?
I believe you. I'll Google.
Yeah, me and Gary, we've been on TV for several times
he voted
on Fox News.
He's
a nut, by the way, too. That's why I like him.
Oh, yeah. Well. He did, my dad came back for about 2 weeks, a couple weeks ago, and he was like, yeah, so I almost changed to Trump, but, you know, I didn't. And then he was like, tell me the reasons why he would have voted for Trump. And I was like, this doesn't make sense, but whatever.
You know, I guess it's my dad's debt. Well, we didn't vote my family because we were in that cult. So
you're animals.
Is there a thing? It seems like there's this weird thing of like having to answer to your children for your vote this election. You
should
know?
Have to. Oh, you always have to, though.
What am I going to say to my kids?
You know, you're right.
Kids
are nosy. But in the larger sense,
my daughter thought
do
Trump was
going to
send all black people back to Africa.
Well, you should stop telling her that, man.
Well,
I
have to
cool.
talk.
Is that in her bedtime story?
Somehow, you got to eat those vegetables. Yeah,
is her crying over broccoli?
I'm sure a starving child in Africa would like it. Meaning you.
So you truly believe that?
But that was at, like, shit they hear at school. Because, well, all right, this is the thing. Here's an example of a Trump. Well, this is where I don't understand how people don't get how they really fucked up with this thing with Trump. It's the same as I liken it to the LAPD trying to frame O.J. Simpson, who was already guilty, and fucking it up as a result. Like, the effort to smear Trump, a guy who already sucked on his own merits.
Right.
Really backfired.
Backfired on him.
So here, what about the remarks about Mexicans? Well, he said illegal immigrants he was talking about pretty clearly. Now, that turned into all Mexicans because the media is not allowed to say the word illegal. They actually have it in their style book.
Really?
Say undocumented.
They say undocumented.
Because no human is illegal. It's just some semantics. But that's the kind of semantics that these fucking people all over get. They don't trust that shit. They go, what are you trying to pull over on me? Like,
that's why I say Trump was the most trusted person in his race. Even if you hate him, you're trusting him more.
You trusted him
if you hated him. Because
they trusted him to be what he is.
Yep.
And as I said, I don't think he's a racist. I think he's an opportunist.
Well, good for him.
Trump.
Yeah, but that's, you can trust certain people to be what they are. And so that's the thing. They don't trust Hillary. Nobody trusts. I don't know why everybody thought they should
vote. Even people who like Hillary didn't really trust her.
And by the way, that's why I say the popular vote everybody wants every time their guy doesn't get in now. I don't think that's a great idea. I think that's fucking, then it's New York or LA, because that's where her extra popular votes were, either New York or LA.
Celebrities.
So, yeah, so what you want
to
make...
Popular vote is not always the best thing to follow. Because if that was the case, slavery would still be a thing.
That's right.
Because popular vote would have won that vote.
And bell bottoms, well, you know?
Yeah. And bell bottoms, yeah. That's right.
I mean, that's...
But, slavery and bell bottoms.
What if they did this? What if
that's the book.
America.
Who will make those bell bottoms? What if they did this with Electoral College where it wasn't winner take all in the states? So... Maybe some of the points would go to one candidate and some of the points would go to another instead of you have to win the whole fucking state. That could just be an adjustment that makes it more fair to me. The popular vote thing is like these people are already upset that they're being made to feel irrelevant and then that's going to make them feel absolutely irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, you got every 4 to 8 years for your side to feel irrelevant and then you fight and come back.
You fight. Like we were talking about earlier, the media, it's all under a monopoly. I don't know if a lot of people realize that, but there's just one dude sitting in a tower just folding his hands being like, yes, this, and like this gets on the air. Wait, this
who's
does
the
not
dude
get on the air.
And is it really like that?
It might be like four dudes.
It's Rupert Murdoch.
Well, he used to be.
Yeah, but he's in control MSNBC or something or fucking RT or
funnels
Al
through
Jazeera.
one network.
Yeah, they all.
What do you mean it all funnels through? What does that mean?
There's one network that controls.
News Corp is so
AP?
Big.
What do you mean, the AP?
I kind of forget the name.
Associated Press, is that what you mean?
It controls all of it.
Honestly, that sounds better than what I think they have.
It's
kind of
like music.
I think they just steal
from
blogs.
Three people who distribute all the music, 3-4 companies, and then everything runs through that.
But what I'm
Murdoch
saying is...
Murdoch is one of them because News Corp is so big.
From what I can tell, it's like they don't even really... All they do is they just scan the blogs and take shit from that, and that's what they... Like, they don't really do any kind of I guess it depends how much they give a shit about the story, but even if it was that, they still don't do their fucking job. Do you know what I mean? Like,
they don't do that because it's just too many news networks. That's why things like YouTube is blowing up right now because anybody can upload stuff. And there's good and bad of that. So
everybody's
like,
mad about that, though, the fake news.
Okay, because you don't know what's fake. You know, that's what's bad. But you also don't know what's real. Like, I don't know if you were
really
in there.
Yeah, we didn't know that with the regular news. We didn't know what's fake or real. And then with all this polling and shit, and they see how wrong the media got this whole presidential race.
So
it's like,
stupid.
Who? Y'all just talking shit.
When I was in Katrina, I was in, like, about an hour outside of New Orleans, right? Yeah. And then the helicopters were flying over, and we'd be like, help, help, help us. They wouldn't stop. They wouldn't pull over. And then we heard that there's FEMA camps. You go in the FEMA camps. But the thing about FEMA is you can't leave. They trap you in there, right?
What do you mean?
Because they don't know if you're going to go leave and then come back and like bring a gun, bring a disease. And then your house is just open and empty, right? So the news finally turns on like 2 weeks later and they call us all thugs for not going in the FEMA camps. And I was like, you fuckers, the government helped us out. Not once. People helped each other out. Governments helped us out. Not once. We finally turn on the TV and you call us all thugs? Fuck you. Fuck you all.
You're sweet that you think that was directed at you.
That was sweet. They're talking about your darker neighbors. No, they probably had been talking about her too.
No, I know. But that one was, in particular, that one was how bad that was handled.
Yeah.
And then right from the start to finish, like before the hurricane. Now, let me ask you, because were you there, but how much were we there for?
The whole thing?
So
before that.
Are you from there?
How did they fuck up so bad with the levees before that from where you were sitting? Do you know what I mean?
Well, the levees needed to be built for a long time, or they need to be
fixed. Or even the evacuation. Like,
They didn't know how bad it, we knew kind of how bad it was going to be, but like the whole mantra of Louisiana is like you stay and you protect your home, right? Yeah. And then when we had a sense of how bad it's going to be and how bad our infrastructure is to handle it, then the mayor was like, okay, you got to leave. Y'all got to leave New Orleans. And there was a line outside the causeway that was so backed up. Somebody, I think Bobby Jindal, he said, if I were you, I would get outside of my car and I would run. And some people did. They just left their car on the highway.
Oh, now everybody's what? Blocked.
Then everybody's blocked. Yeah. Yeah, I remember those photos. So there was no really...
Okay, so that mayor, Ray Nagin, is that like... He's just doing what everybody does down there where they, like you just said, stay and protect. Because I didn't think about that, of the staying and protecting your home idea. So is that is that just like he's one of you, so that's why he was thinking that way? Or is that like a... Who's failing there? Like the leadership or like everybody together? Or what? Like what would you... What do you think should have been done differently with that, I guess?
Definitely the leadership should have been like, let's look at the levees, let's see how much damage and what this hurricane is going to bring us, and then evacuate everybody. Right. You have to go. Sorry, I know you want to stand and protect your home, but so many people died. So many people died trying to evacuate.
Right.
And honestly, I think the government didn't rebuild the levees and didn't evacuate people soon enough because there's a lot of poor Black people that live around there.
Say it.
And
well, you really hesitated.
They shitted on us.
Yeah. They were like, fine. So you can die. And then now, when you go to those areas, there's lots of like big condos being built up around there.
Can I ask you something else?
That's fucking so gross.
Hold on. Do you know about this law they used to have in New Orleans? I was watching a Gangland or episode or something, but I had no idea they had this law. It was on a murder charge. There wasn't a witness within so much amount of time. The charges dropped.
Whoa.
It's called a 30-something or a 30-30. Some shit.
In Louisiana?
Whenever they made this law in New Orleans, Louisiana, whenever this law went, New Orleans, like the gangs and shit, it was like a license to kill.
Right.
So when the hurricane happened and all the gangs got put displaced into neighboring states,
yeah.
You know, they're gang members, so they're ignorant as shit. They assume this is the law everywhere.
Right.
So they all, and they were like, it was like these scary new... invasive, you know, like what's
Africanized
that fish?
Bees, nigga. Shut up. You race mouth.
I was gonna say snakehead fish.
Yeah,
but fucking Africanized bees.
Worse.
No, you know about snakeheads, right?
Yeah, they came in and they got all the population.
They're like, maybe people will eat them. I don't know, but it's like, ew, they're called snakeheads.
They are probably good though to eat.
They might very well be, but it was like they came in. The other gangs, when the New Orleans gangs came in, the other gangs weren't prepared for how much they just kill.
Yeah,
because. They kill with impunity of thinking they're never going to get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it was real bad for like a minute, and then all of a sudden they just got rounded up in life sentences because, like, all right, well, I'll wait out my 30-30 law, whatever the fuck it's called. Like, we don't have that here. So
now, are they in Dallas and Houston?
All these guys with that Saints logo tattooed on their cheek are just doing life in Alabama because they – but that law – because, look – As much as it's shitty of like, you know, the poor Black people thing, 100% the racism, because they even had shit where
it's poor, a lot of poor white people.
Yeah, but
too,
the poor white people have some nerve being that shitty at the poor Black people. However, I will say the levels of violence with that law that I'm talking about that were going on in New Orleans, the fear doesn't come out of. I mean, there's some base racism there for sure, but the shit people would do, from what I could tell, like, that makes you fucking scared as fuck. Like,
it can.
If you are seeing, like, the kind of violence and shit, and you already came from where it was like, because maybe you're not even a bad person, but you already are in the South where there's an air of that already, right?
Right.
And then you see legit horrific shit. I can't imagine how you wouldn't be like, I don't care, clean them out, I don't care. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. My mind don't think like that, but you telling me Joe fucking Fudge Pack and Susie Cream Cheese don't think like that?
Yeah,
you
know? Of course.
I mean, I was just saying, like, the thug but thing all didn't people, come out of nowhere.
But it ain't
saying.
Just like white people scared of Black people. It's people who are not committing crimes scared of people who are committing crimes.
Well, honestly,
and it has no color.
We had two white people try to rob us one day. And we had a gun. So
I'm sorry.
No, but that's the fucked up part that you just hit on is the same Black people that you're scared of if you're white, they're probably, first of all, mostly terrorizing other Black people.
Right, right.
And you know
the
what I mean?
People, the white people are scared of these people, people coming from other cities. They've got, you know, fucking displaced. They're going to be around other Black people mostly.
Yeah, well,
so
that's
they
the
got
drawback,
more to fear.
That's the drawback of, like, you know.
But an even like the thing. Poor white, it's just poor people. It's just a whole, it's poor people.
And everybody's got to have their coming team. And then your team's number one, and you know, then you protect your team. So everybody does that shit.
The South does have racism. Everybody has
I knew it.
But everybody, spoiler alert, people always like to like.
Damn it. Here's a dollar.
But the North does too.
I am sure I have $1 now.
People like to point the finger at the South.
Right.
That's
of
where
course.
All the racism. And honestly, and like, hype. I grew up with like black friends. That's all my friends because we were poor.
Yeah,
and
it's not the same. It's more kabuki, I find, down there. Like, yeah. It's like an old honored tradition kind of like play more than it is like a. Like the racism I would see in like fucking like up north is more vicious, I think. And nowadays.
Segregated. We have the most segregated school system in the entire country. New York City.
Oh, yeah, New York.
Right.
I grew
because
up in
it's
it.
Fucking that.
Grew up in
that,
a town. Born
and
a
that
race.
Liberal fucking hypocrite racism where.
Horrible people.
You fucking just don't want to be. I mean, I told you, I had 6 straight months of people calling me fucking white man, all this shit, and I appropriated your speech. And all this shit that some dippy white female would say to me online, and I'm like, you wouldn't set foot just where I live, number one.
No.
And what the fuck are you talking about? No one's ever said that to me except you, some white woman that doesn't live near anyone that
you
doesn't
live
look like
Park
you.
Park Slope.
Yeah, so go, like, where do you get the balls to even impugn where I am? Like, that shit fucking boils my blood because those liberals are more racist. Even when they try to integrate TV shows, when they do that, they always pick a nice fucking friendly Afro black guy that doesn't make them feel nervous.
Comfortable and huggable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it, like, you know, it ain't fooling me. I don't know, maybe it fools people, but you're not fooling me doing
that. We don't get to play bad Santa, motherfucker.
Right. No.
We don't. We can kill we can kill that role too, but we ain't going to get to play it.
Yeah. Well, straight white
I would
women
be interested in seeing that actually.
It'd be a good movie.
Oh, you should play.
I should be blasted.
Oh my god, I'd pay good money for that.
Like his dick's out again.
Watch out, kids.
God, wouldn't it be sad if Black Santa, he's actually a really good Santa, but he's just black. Still today.
He got me everything I wanted, but he was in my house.
Well, points. Let me make a list of pros and cons. Now, I did get
the plasma TV.
I did
get that nigga in here.
That PlayStation I wanted. The bad thing is
straight white women are going to be the new straight white men. And the interesting thing about this is that straight white men are not going to come to our help because we threw them on the bus under the bus for so many years. So,
straight white men?
Yeah. Straight white women would just be online like, you straight white men die. All of you should die.
It's not the majority
and now
of women.
It's coming to us.
It's the squeaky wheels say that shit.
Yeah.
That's what's so, you know, look, when I got to watch that thing, like, how could they have because the women voted for Trump, okay?
Those women hate women. Y'all bitches know y'all hate each other.
Yeah.
I play y'all against each other. So I know.
Yeah, but I wouldn't I think that's like a good point about women is that they're not loyal to each other like that. Because that's how you break down the kind of tribal horse shit, right?
Plus Hillary wasn't like, the woman to do it.
No,
let's be honest
not.
About that. She wasn't the one.
No.
The tribalist shit.
She wasn't
is,
the
is
new
the
Shirley Chisholm nigga. She's not.
Instead of saying racism, you know what the problem is? Tribalism. And then that's ultimately covers a lot more shit, and it sums things up more. So I just think women are more apt to break down tribal kind of loyalties than men, just in general.
Yeah.
Just even if you look at sayings and shit, you're like, bros before hoes. Like, there was never a female version of that. Except in maybe in response to bros before hoes. But you know what I mean? Like,
what was the thing? It was like something about dicks. Chicks before dicks.
Yeah, but that's not true.
Yeah, it didn't really catch on.
You have to be
gay. It's like honky
you don't
compared
think it flows?
To nigga. It really didn't catch on.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was just
nigga sticks.
I just came up with it now. It's just kind of chicks before dicks.
Chicks before dicks. Let's
well, what was that thing? I tried to have us put a sketch in about on Schumer about that stupid Bechdel test. You know what the Bechdel test is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alison Bechdel.
It's true, though.
Here's what I didn't understand, because I'd heard the phrase thrown around a lot.
She's she's a great artist, too.
It's a comic.
Have you seen, did you see Fun Home on Broadway?
She was okay.
So she had a comic strip.
She's no Lin-Manuel, but she's all right.
I mean.
She's a cartoonist.
Can't rap, whatever.
So she had a comic strip called Dykes to Watch Out For. Now, the way this Bechdel shit was thrown around when I would read about it was, I thought it was some kind of real thing. I didn't know it was a joke. And she was making a joke in the comic strip they got this from. And it made perfect sense when I read the actual comic strip.
The comic, right.
Because what do you know what the tenants are?
Yeah, it's like you can't, they can't talk about a man.
They
can't talk about a man, right?
Yeah, it's like two female protagonists. Somebody Google it, Bechdel. Because
I think it's just you can't talk about a man. Are there two women in a scene, and do they talk about a man?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
There's
something else too, though, about it. Now, what made me laugh about it,
and there's one lesbian.
Yeah, hold on. Let's
round it out.
The beginning.
But
of the
here's
joke.
Number one. Number one, flat out, this is a lesbian thing. I don't understand how straight women are like, this applies to me, because all the movies of talking about a man are for straight women. It's not a movie. You don't want to go see straight romance.
No.
Or what, you know,
unless
what I mean?
It's on porn.
I don't even need a love interest. They always jam a love interest into shit that doesn't need a love interest.
Yeah.
And that's for straight women. Like, so the Bechdel test is for, like, which made me laugh because, like, oh, me and lesbians, like, the movies I want to see pass the Bechdel test. Like, wait, hold on. I'll show you the fucking...
You are good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to show you because it may... But I didn't realize until I read the comic that the joke I was trying to make...
Right.
This Bechdel person, or that was the test, was the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are saying it like it's a real thing. So here's the, here's what it is. Gender portrayal in film. And, yeah, let's see. I only go to movies.
Is that it?
On the air.
Yeah, wait. One, it has to have at least two women in it.
Okay.
We got that one.
The movie has to have two women. They talk to each other about... Who talk to each other? Okay, and some. It's something
I just assume they would be talking to each other.
Yeah,
just they're in a corner.
Yeah, no, they're in this, they're
saying nothing,
and they talk about something besides a man. And she goes, "Pretty strict, but good idea." And then the only movie they can see is Alien with Sigourney
Weaver, because that's the only one they didn't talk about a man.
Right, that's the only one that didn't have that. And
I
was like,
it.
"Yeah, okay. But so my thing, the joke for Schumer was like, she wants her niece. She goes, Bechdel test, and they go to see The Human Centipede. So like,
well, they can't talk.
All the movies I found that were like,
they talk
like
shit.
That or shit like, no, like, you know, vanilla straight woman wants to see, really, like, so. It makes me laugh the way I would read about it in blogs before I knew what it was. They would make it like, this is a real test that we need now. And it's just like somebody's joke.
Joke. Okay, that's what you're saying.
You know, like, and the joke's like a funny joke.
I think the
like,
joke applies, though. I think it applies to
because my taste is
going to
probably be closer to a lesbian than a straight woman, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
Well, they went to see Alien.
It depends on a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I see why people are like into the test, because they don't want everything that they see on TV where the woman is, her objective is to get the man. And
yes.
It's boring. Yeah, it's boring, and you know.
And it's other things to fucking accomplish.
Because girls talk. I think girls are just as raunchy when they talk to each other as guys are.
Oh, I know. I grew up with a house full of them.
Yeah.
Dirty bitches.
We talk about sex. We talk about drugs, rock and roll, all that stuff.
I think the big difference is the way they do. The inequality is this to me is that women can't be like a piece of shit. Right? Like a man can. So what happens, and that's just in every relationship I was in, whoever I was with had to have the moral high ground or she would implode.
Well,
if she
some
felt
movies
wrong,
are different than that.
Her.
Even so, like Bad Teacher. Fucking.
Yeah, that was the beginning of, but I'll give you an example. Ghostbusters, the reason original was funny was...
They were all losers.
First of all, Peter Venkman is like a scumbag.
Yeah.
Bill Murray's a scumbag.
Yeah.
And they're like charlatans and frauds, and you
but
know
he still
mean?
Got
like,
the pussy. He still got. He still knocked down Sigourney Weaver.
No, that's what's funny about
in that movie.
Just listen to what I'm saying. The comedy is they're scumbag, and only these pieces of shit
will want to do this.
Only they can save New York. So then this one, they do this girl power thing. Is like they're actually great. Nobody know. Like you're missing the whole. And that what's her name? Jenny McCarthy's cousin. I forget her name. Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
She's played like funny pieces of shit before. So.
Yeah.
So why they did that route, the girl power thing, you know what I mean? Like,
well, what, because they made her a scientist?
No, they made it like, it wasn't like they were fucking scumbags. It was like, they're actually really great, but looked over. Whereas the Ghostbusters were fucking scumbags, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's much more interesting to be a scumbag.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
much more interesting.
That's perfect way to put it. So Homer Simpson, more interesting than Marge Simpson. And by the way, I think the Simpsons were the beginning of like the idiot man.
Yeah.
Thing really took off.
Well, yeah.
You know,
well,
like,
The Honeymooners was a big show, but yeah, for this generation, it's The Simpsons. Yeah.
Everybody hates The Idiot Man. Women hate it. Men hate it.
Yeah.
Nobody likes it because with The Idiot Man thing, the women always have to be like, honey, and they have no personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of this shit is just hack writing. It's not
like King of Queens.
It's not anything like all the shit that
the
gets accused.
Show? Kevin is out.
I don't know.
What's
he doing these days?
King of Queens, when I didn't have cable, was a solid show.
It is a solid show.
Yeah.
It was solid.
And
no,
it's still like the husband is the dum-dum kind of thing.
Yeah, and I know
and
why.
He's pushed around.
Let me tell you what I learned from just writing all these shows, that fucking thing of like the schlubby guy with the wife too hot for him, that's the life of a lot of writers.
Yeah.
So they have no idea.
That's what L.A. did to them.
You know what I mean?
That's why I say to Ari Shaffir
everybody goes home to their hot wife, it does wonderful.
They out there fucking girls they don't deserve in L.A. And they think that's their reality.
Wait, say that again?
That's what I say to Joe DeRosa and Ari Shaffir every time they come here. You out in L.A. fucking girls you don't deserve, and you know you ain't got the game for it.
Well, Ari has the game for it.
He got the game for it, but he ain't got everything else for it.
And you know what?
How does that happen? I want to know.
It's position. It's just Ari's power. Fucking... It's that that fake L.A. power. They feel more
confident.
Are you
asking me how
he can have the same confidence here, but he don't.
Who?
His women will be like, no.
Ari?
Yeah, I think with Ari, no, that, not DeRosa. Just Ari now, but yeah, DeRosa mostly.
I'll tell
mostly,
you both of their deals.
And DeRosa too.
Okay,
yeah.
Number one, LA, that's just simple economics.
Yeah.
There's too many hot women.
And so many hot women and the nice dumb ones
so the
too.
Value of it goes down, okay? Yeah. And if you're a woman with like any kind of ethnic features, whereas in New York you'd be pretty hot here, in LA they throw them out. They throw them out. You better get your face hacked up or you're like not in the top tiers. So that's just how LA works. California's all about that shit.
LA's
a nice
so
Aryan. Yeah, it is. But
it's got good parts.
But
too.
You in LA, it's like you, hey, I can fuck like 5 points out of my league instead of just 3 points.
I do that here though.
Yeah.
But, I had international game.
Yes.
I'm a player from the Himalaya.
Yes, fantastic.
Do you got a little black book?
You
little
asked
black
me
book,
about.
Say little.
Sherrod, you asked me.
Oh, excuse me.
You just mentioned two other names and I'm explaining it. I'm not doing it. It's nothing to do with you.
I know.
Holy
it's
shit.
It's sad. It's sad that that's the truth of it, but go ahead.
Every
finish.
Episode about your game. Anyway.
Me thinks I protest too much.
It's more of a match.
Same
than
thing
game.
Miami. Miami, I said to him, like, why are you moving here?
Yeah.
If you're like, you're just, your beauty's worthless. I know you're here to use it transactionally. That's why you would go to a nightmare like Miami. And it's worth nothing. What are you doing?
Yeah. Who you said that to?
A wheelbarrow full of hot like Germany before the war.
Who you said that to?
The audience of Miami.
Oh, the audience. All right. Yeah. Because somebody got to, you know, make the beds in the hotel. Because somebody got to bartend.
Like, dude, they
whatever.
All got to fuck you down here. Like five guys in a row. We're like, no, I'm like, yeah, I still would have to live here, though.
Yeah, and it's not worth
and
it.
I don't want
to. I would be terrified to live there. I don't really. What do you do in Miami? I feel like you just party, right?
A lot of nothing.
But like,
fucking are rich, hopefully.
Well, it's other stuff, too. You got art. You got, you know.
Really?
Yeah,
I met this one dude who's very slick, you know, and he was like, I used to work for this club, like some club. I forget what it's called, like Sky Dome. And I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, you've never heard of it? And I was like, no. And it blew his mind. I'd never heard of it. He's like, look it up right now. And I looked up photos and it was like, women like flying from the ceiling, and it was like stuff that would be fun when I was 18, but now that I'm 30, I'm like, get away from me. Get away. I need my space and I want some wine. Get away.
No, that's what that is the most of, like the you're doing shit that you did when you're 18 into your 40s kind
that's
of time.
Sad.
Which is sad. Who the fuck like
sad?
Because it's beautiful all the time, so you don't realize how much time has passed. And then one day you wake up and you're like, "Oh my god, I'm middle aged and I'm fucking at like a 17-year-old."
Yeah. Well, you can fuck them. You can't hang out with them.
Yeah,
no more.
Hanging out's grosser than fucking.
It's a fine way to. It's not that bad. Brunch? There's worse ways to wake up, Amber. I mean, that's not even in my top 10 bad ways to wake up.
What would you say is 9
of bad ways to wake up?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's a good one.
I don't know. I have to put the other. I haven't arranged the others.
You haven't arranged it?
Oh, when you wake up and you go like this, a sneeze or something, I'll fill your head and it's blood on your hand.
That's oh my bad. God.
When you wake up with blood. That's my answer.
Can't tell you why, but that's
so
blood
many
on my
factors.
Hand.
So many factors to consider there.
I woke up one time the night before I put my hand on the stove and it was hot, and so I fell asleep with my fingers touching my hand.
And it stuck?
It seethed together the next morning. So the next morning I had to like unhook my fingers.
Like fucking Johnny Tremaine from history class? His hand grew together?
Really? Yeah.
From the silver work?
What? You were drunk?
I was drunk the night before and I woke up hungover and my skin had like grown together. Yeah, I had to like rip it off.
I would at least did that Indian blow for one of those and then pull my fingers apart.
Is that what that's called? An
yeah,
Indian
you know,
blow?
You know how you put your... You never...
Oh, I didn't know it was called that. Yeah.
All right.
Are they unstuck yet?
That's a Gary thing. Shell, you know you used to do that in camp.
Have they
These niggas all runaways. They ain't have no camp experience.
No, I went to a Baptist camp, actually.
Here we go.
I'm killing it.
Somebody fondled with you. In
what was the camp?
I know they tried to.
I mean, you know, I was trying to get my first kiss at Baptist camp, and it just wasn't working out for
me. Who was the boy? Who was the gay boy you were trying to kiss?
Just like anyone. It was Willie.
Really?
Yeah, at the moment. I was just like, you know, it was my, yeah, it was fifth grade, whatever.
What's fifth grade? 10 years old?
So you tell me you liked boys up until puberty? Is that
until
what you mean?
Like puberty, basically, yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, you don't like boys now?
No.
I mean, I like them.
I mean, I like them. They're nice, but
not like sexually.
No, but I was curious about that because that's when it is it puberty when? Because I always hear different.
It was different for me. I was actually 20, and I had right before I had been in a serious relationship with this dude. Yeah, he was cool, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I went to camp again, but I was actually like a counselor.
Here we go. You was doing the fondling.
Don't get me in trouble. No. Basically, there was this Puerto Rican woman there.
I won't reveal her name.
And yeah, she like kind of pined after me, and I was like, oh, I kept telling her, I was like, I'm not gay, so don't worry.
Shit, good
luck
saying no to a Puerto Rican girl.
And then
that's how I turned straight. No choice.
I woke up, this is the best part, I woke up like in the middle of
you woke up wrist deep in a Puerto Rican.
If you don't shut up, basically, go ahead, finish, boo.
No, but like we were like, I will, okay, we were like in a park. We were like in a parking lot, and like we were really drunk, and right? I remember like kind of coming to, and I was like in the deed.
Yeah,
you know, and
puss.
And I had like, thank you for saying that. Yeah, and
yes,
I had
I felt the imagery.
And I had rocks like all on my knees,
like because, stuck to your knees.
Yeah, because we were like in like a gravel parking lot.
Right.
And then I was like, I remember being like, you know, stood up and I was like, but don't worry, I'm not gay. And I like walked inside, and it took me a little bit to figure out that's pretty gay.
So you just ate a pussy the first time your lesbian experience. You ate a pussy.
I guess I did. Yeah.
Wow, that's going in there, man.
That's going in.
So hold on,
Puerto Ricans hard to say no to Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. She's beautiful. Yeah,
I'm
she's
sure.
still hot.
Jesus,
great one.
Don't you think a lot of it's like some kind of pheromone thing? Honest to God, like
that pheromones get
like
control.
Well, it's like so much of it's like smell related. Like,
oh yeah, definitely.
I
like
don't
what
know.
You're into? You don't think so?
I think women are beautiful. I love their personalities and their shapes.
I know exactly where this is going.
But like seeing a pussy that's wet and open, I want to vomit into it.
Me too, but out of my penis.
You sound like my dick right now.
Somebody give me a napkin. I'm so embarrassed.
That's what I'm saying. It's like not your fucking
It's not your thing.
Chemical.
Not my thing, but it's your thing.
You know, let's just say sitting on a girl's face is not your thing. Maybe you're not an eater. You just a...
I don't think I want anybody. I wouldn't want a woman down there.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just want to say I don't want anybody down there.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't like it. I don't like it. Honestly.
What did the South do to you?
Are you asexual?
That movie. Can I ask you something? Was it because that movie The Help made you mistrust pie?
But we have to admit, pie's not the best dessert.
What?
No.
Okay.
Ooh, I can't wait to get home to masturbate to you eating out that Puerto Rican girl.
Oh, great. Thank
I'm gonna make her whole image in my head. It's Jennifer Lopez.
You don't even know what she looks like.
Shit, I know what
Puerto
Rican
girls
look
like. What if I'm saying she's hot and she was... No, she was hot.
What about pecan
I'm directing
pie?
Now.
What about pecan pie?
Pecan pie?
Yeah, pecan pie. Pecan pie. What that's delicious.
Yeah, that's good.
No, my mom actually makes amazing pecan pie, but I don't like it.
Wait, hold on, Sherrod. What if she's saying she's hot, but she looked like a shot caller from a cell block in Orange Is the New Black?
I would still be
she
one
was,
off
it was actually Alex Voss.
My girlfriend was a shot caller.
What if Alex Voss was your first sexual... Yeah, whatever.
I don't know who that is.
She's like, you said Orange Is the New Black.
I know, I just threw out a woman prison.
He don't know the cast at all, that fucking show.
Yeah, I know Emily.
Emily Tomber, that's it. But she's a CEO on it.
I just know TV Karen from it.
Now, what was this? What else happened?
I'm not going to go into details.
And when did you come out to your parents then?
I never really like...
You never came out to your parents?
No. I just never really had to come out. It was just
Larry knew.
They could smell it.
Yeah. They could smell it. I mean, I think it was the tackle football. I think that was like an indicator. And then,
and the finger blasting.
Yeah.
Smelled on your breath.
Yeah. They
smelled pussy on your breath, daughter.
Yeah, my mom was...
Yeah, pussy on your breath, daughter.
What is that?
We knew when we made your middle name John, we were asking for trouble.
That's the one Judy Blume book you don't read. You don't get to read it.
No, I didn't really. I mean, my dad did ask me one time. Like, my mom was like, so have you slept with a girl by now? Because I was, like, watching reruns of The L Word, like, all summer. And she was like, I'm tired of you just sitting in your room, you know, doing whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, this has happened, so.
And what did she say? Did she say details?
No, but my mom will weirdly give me details about her sexual experiences, and I'm like, I didn't ask for this.
Like what? Her
with your dad?
Well, no, they're divorced, but yeah.
Oh, for her, is she a lesbian too?
Your mom comes in. Sophie,
do you want us both to be lesbian?
I think your mother's a little bi.
No,
I'm thinking her heyday.
Hold on, your mom comes in and goes, Sophie, I got pounded out good last
night. Mom,
let's just say the levee broke. Call your cousin.
No, she did sex me though on accident one time. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I accidentally sent something. Well, it wasn't overly, thank God, overly sexual, but it was, but I sent something to my mom by mistake.
Was
my
it
mom,
just, you...
My mom goes, I think you meant this for Karen. I'm like,
oh,
yes, I did.
My oh, no. God. That sweet woman had to read your nonsense.
Well, I texted her like, no, it's for you. What? We were just friends?
One time my dad, years ago, he was like, I don't know how to use this cell phone thing. There's something bleeping on it. And I looked, and there's all these messages. So I looked, and he's sitting right by me, and it's my aunt who had texted him like, hey, big boy, I want you to come over tonight.
Why did she say that to your dad?
Because I think she
you
wanted
guys are Southern.
I
God
think she
damn.
Wanted to like have an affair with him. Mm.
With
I don't know
you,
if they had
oh,
it
Oh, it wasn't
not.
A mistext. It was to your dad.
It was to my father.
Wait, but are they not related?
They're not related. No, just like over and over and over again. I'm like, I can't stop thinking about you. And I just had to sit there. I deleted all of them. And I was like, oh, you didn't get anything.
You play a hater.
Oh, because, well, he was still with my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were still married.
How old were you when this happened?
I was like probably 23.
Wow.
Whoa.
He's passed away now, but I don't know, so I never get to ask him.
Did your mother kill him?
That's really what happened to her.
Did he ever get a sweet slice of aunt pie? Tell me he got that done.
What?
Yeah, her sister. Or no, her brother's wife.
Weird.
Your mother's brother's wife.
My mother's brother's wife. She was texting my dad like, hey, big boy, come on over. I can't stop dreaming about you.
Is she still alive?
She is. Maybe I should ask her.
Does your mom... Betty knows about this, right?
I've never told mother.
So don't show this to her.
I would never. I don't know. Do I tell
your mom a big Race Wars fan?
No, she's at church right now.
She is always at church.
That is crazy.
So why does your aunt hit on him using, like, when Bugs Bunny pretends to be a woman methods? Hey, big boy.
Come up and see me sometime. All right. Fucking Mae West.
Is your aunt Mae West? Oh. Boy, I love that's where all fucking... Every trans anything,
but
when they're like relentless with the goddamn double entendre,
stop it.
Annoying. Hey, big boy, like, I'll say you can. Well, just any little thing has to be turned into a goddamn. Will you
sexual.
Please take the mic? I'll take your mic, honey.
What old trannies are you hanging out with?
Got a text from Brooke because Brooke texted me some cryptic message. Brooke, who's on the show,
Brooke Arnold.
Yeah, Quiverful. You know, Brooke from... I always make a big deal about that Duggar thing because it blows my mind.
Duggar thing?
Yeah, she was in the 19 and counting thing.
Well, why religion. Was she there? Oh, yeah, she's in the religion. Yeah, yeah. So I thought it was like she's on the show.
I introduced her to people that way. As it's the most fascinating thing in the world to me.
Yeah, it's weird.
She's supposed to marry a guy who had a rope for a belt.
But she left,
He could be Jamaican.
Right?
She ran away.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. She turned her back on her family,
yeah.
Her religion.
Not to mention God. If hell's good for her, I guess, yeah. Wait for her. Say hi to her when you go. When you and your cousin Abomination over here.
I love it.
They'll teach you the right hole down there.
I love entertainment for women. It should be kind of like a refuge for crazy women, you know, like women who don't want to have kids or a husband. And nowadays, it's when Angelina Jolie started adapting those fucking kids.
Right.
Now, Hollywood doesn't trust you unless you have a fucking kid. You know, when is the days that we just ran into
They
this?
Never did. They never trusted you if you don't have a kid.
If you don't do what they do, they don't trust you. If you ain't married and miserable,
that,
they don't
trust
you. You
know what that's all based on?
You got kids ruining your life,
that's
they don't
the
trust
longest,
you.
That's the longest running thing. It's like, what was that movie with, you know, it's a true story about the band, or it's not the Five Heartbeats. The one where their music came out and they didn't want to put the black guys on the cover.
Yeah, Five Heartbeats. It was them.
Yeah,
and so they wanted to put the white band.
It was
people,
white children enjoying the music on the
yeah,
cover.
Yeah, that
like
was Five
a smiling
Heartbeats.
White guy with a record and his white friends because they couldn't have the actual band. Even on their record, they have
and
to leave through the kitchen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just called taste. Good taste, that's all. I have to bring the record out for guests. You understand, Sherrod. I keep trying to... Sherrod, you understand. Just the balance of good taste. But that inkling is... It's like... So the people that are doing that don't even give a shit. They're like... They don't care who's on the cover, but they're afraid if people aren't going to buy it. So it's corporate cowardice pandering to
racism
what they imagine
and bigotry.
The worst instincts of people are. Because let's face it, they sell everything based on how dumb you are, how fucking insecure. So why wouldn't racism count?
Right.
So... It's this weird synergy that makes all the things that come out. That's why there's all these tropes. Got to have a love interest. Got to have this. Got to have this. Or people won't go. And then when they take a chance And if they take a chance and it doesn't return money one time, that proves to them that they should have kept up their bullshit the whole time. So basically the answer is, if you don't like what they're making, you got to make your own
thing. You got to make your own shit. Yeah.
And don't bother complaining. Make your own shit.
You got to make your own shit.
And that's what Def Jam was.
That's it.
Def Jam was that. That's why it was great when it came out, because that was somebody that, all right, well, and then it started getting copied.
And it was the biggest comedy show in television history. Right.
So if you just, you know, so that's why I don't.
The show where they took everybody who was excluded from the other shows and said, we're going to put all y'all on something. Because these guys wasn't getting Letterman, wasn't getting fucking Carson, wasn't getting all these late night shits that white boys just fall ass backwards into.
No, that's why I don't want to hear people's complaining about, fuck it, I'm not getting cast on a thing. Like, we'll make your thing then.
Well, in this same age, everyone has a fucking iPhone, so you can make some sort of short.
Yeah, you can put it out there. Yeah. Even if people watch it or not. But it's a thing.
The people that complain about that entertainment, or nine times out of ten, it's somebody that can't do it themselves and always dreamed of it, and they literally
resent.
Think showbiz is like, it's you, you're a star, come with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And because they don't do it. They don't try to do it. You know what I mean? So,
showbiz
in their head,
does do that to people sometimes, though.
Sure.
Yeah, but that's once in a million.
Yeah, and by
the way, so that's why you can never pay attention to whatever anybody else accomplishing, because it's going
to
make you angry.
The people that it does it to, by the way, the people it does it to are people that, besides showbiz doing that degree of it, they're people that are so driven and so consumed by wanting that that they've put in a million hours of work on their end before showbiz got to them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And every one of these overnight successes, I know, I watched personally how much they were like...
We're not overnight successes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, no. They're driven, but they worked at their at being what they were going to be enough. Shit that I never did. I got into comedy to not work because I didn't want a job. I mean, that's why I got into it. I want to do nothing but creative shit. I don't want to be a businessman. I don't want to do that. I thought I wanted other people to
do that. I'm trying to imagine you in like a fancy suit right now.
Well, I did a lot of suit shit, and I don't ever want to have a suit again. And I did from church, from being a door-to-door fucking death insurance salesman to being a fucking sale. Every other goddamn thing, I don't want that shit touching my body anymore. So... You know what I mean? Like, I, as long as I look like I never have a suit on, that's from somebody who wore a lot of suits. And that was their, that's their thing. Like, you're going to be a guy that wears a suit and encourage, like, and I was specifically told even growing up, like, don't ever be blue collar. And I'm glad I got that advice.
Yeah.
I remember, and it's not even looking down at somebody that does that.
It's not just for everybody.
It's a thing of, my dad, like, you're going to ruin your body, you're going to ruin your body and ruin, and hit a ceiling, like you're better off trying to do that. And he told me not to join the military ever, which some people would probably be like, well, how dare he?
Yeah,
but we were in a religion that taught you can't be in the military.
Interesting. Mm,
my dad was actually always, he always wanted me to join the military up until I finally was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, did he think it would straighten you out?
No, he thought that's when you won't get the good pussy. He's like, going to be some girls in there
can't
like you.
I don't have a straight daughter. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's good for some people in the military. It straightened my brother out.
Did by the way, the level of the level of rape that goes on in the military, which I know, I just know so many people that are in the military that have a story like that,
it's disgusting.
Is that not something your dad worried about?
Rape? Yeah.
Like being in the military? Because I know it happens a lot, like more than regular life.
Yeah.
He never, you know.
By the way, isn't that the reason they don't want to say, but for not having women in the military?
That's one of them.
It's like. That's but you're not going to be able to say it. We don't want to say.
But dudes
got
to be able to have self control too.
But they're like they know it's like thing.
Yeah.
But they'll make it up some. Well, there's cleanliness issues in trench warfare.
Or they can't. They're not as strong or whatever.
Their vagina will leak and we can't. So. Because they're not going to come out and say we're worried our men are just going to rape the women.
Well, women
since
have
we have a huge problem we know about but
huge
don't talk
problem.
About.
Women have to sign up for the draft now, which is weird because the draft hasn't been.
Oh, is that official?
Yeah,
it is official.
Good.
Since Vietnam,
you have to sign
great.
For selective service.
I haven't signed up. Am
well,
I going
to
get?
No, you fine. If you pass 18 already, you probably don't have to do it.
They're not going
to
put 14. Women in live combat.
But it was weird how dudes had to sign up for that when I was like 17, and girls, women, it was like. How is that a thing?
Listen, they don't want women in live combat because to make these wars go...
But not a lot of women complain.
But they're afraid of demoralizing the populace. That's why you don't get to see what war looks like.
Yeah, yeah. It's brutal.
Well,
so
ISIS, that's they the believe reason. That if women kill them, they believe they go straight to hell. So a lot of the Kurdish fighters, they arm women to go kill ISIS, and they just run the other way.
Do they believe that for real?
Yeah, they believe it for real.
Because I, you know, the 72 virgins thing, I still can't get a straight answer on if that's a real thing.
It was, well, because I'd lived 7 years in Saudi.
Oh, that's why I wanted you to come on. I forgot. Yes, she lived in Saudi.
Was that the only reason?
I think a lot of...
What are you doing 7 years in Saudi? Where you take it? Is Liam Neeson your father? All right, we're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to come right back. Take a quick break, and we'll talk about you in Saudi Arabia getting that oil money.
Sounds
Race
great.
Wars.
Hey, guys. Loot Crate. I just got my Loot Crate.
So did I.
Yeah, and I had a lot of good crap in there. The thing I'm looking at the most is a book of the worst supervillains.
Oh, yeah, that is a good book.
Like the shittiest supervillains ever. Good toilet reading, I must say. But that's the appeal of Loot Crate to me, is like you open it up and it fills all kinds of like interesting crap that's really... Mostly what I got was all nerd stuff, which is fine by me.
Oh, yeah, you can be the envy of your friends, first of all. Use 100% exclusive Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/race and get a discount. You get $3 off. Can't beat it.
Yeah, what Loot Crate offers is an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month.
Yep.
If you're more of a fanatical fashionista, let's say, try Loot Wear.
Yeah.
Monthly wearables and accessories with cult classics and your favorite franchises. If you want to get fancy, get a bigger box.
Bigger
with
box.
Even bigger loot. With Loot Crate DX.
That's right. It's Loot Crate DX. You get a bigger box with more loot.
It's very strange to feel like you're in some kind of video game opening up a crate of
It's fun
stuff.
Every time. It's fun every time. It's fun every time. Go to lootcrate.com/race. That's lootcrate.com/race. Save $3 a month.
Get ready for November's enchanting theme. Get ready for November's enchanting theme. Magical! Loot Crate has cast a powerful ancient spell to deliver you November's crate featuring bewitching items from Doctor Strange, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Big Trouble in Little China, and so much more.
So much more.
Do not wait. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe for November's crate. When it's over, it's over. No more crates. Go to lootcrate.com/race and enter my code RACE.
When it's over, baby. Do it now.
To save $3 off in any new subscription today. You know what? It's like when I went to Comic-Con, I found all this like cool crap that I can only get when I go to like Comic-Con.
Right.
The San Diego one.
Yes.
Not the
New York one.
Yeah.
You know what I bought at the
like
San Diego one?
It's like a box of stuff you would have got from there.
I bought Eddie Hudson from the first Ghostbusters. He was for sale.
Ernie Hudson.
Whatever.
You got ripped off.
I changed his name.
But Loot Crate would send you the real Ernie Hudson. That's what I'm trying to say.
Lootcrate.com/race. Save $3, please.
Hey, it's Kurt and Sharad from Race Wars.
That's right. We're here, and we introduce our new sponsor, Adam and Eve.
AdamandEve.com.
That's right, baby. I can't believe this is a new sponsor. I love Adam and Eve. I use their products. You know I use them all the time.
Well, they got everything, man. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift. And to top it all off, they will even throw in free shipping on your entire order.
That's right. When you select that one item 50% off, you receive 3 free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift. And to top it off, they pay for your shipping and handling for your entire order.
Go to AdamandEve.com and use code RACEWARS at checkout. That's RACEWARS, RACEWARS at AdamandEve.com. Use code RACEWARS at AdamandEve.com.
That's right, baby. Check out Adam and Eve. Go to AdamandEve.com and use code RACEWARS.
Hey.
And check it out. I mean, it's RACEWARS, RACEWARS at AdamandEve.com. Use the code RACEWARS. Use the code AdamandEve.com.
Hey, guys, if you need something to put in your holes or even make new ones.
Yeah.
Go to AdamandEve.com.
I mean,
promo code RACEWARS.
If you got an empty hole, Adam and Eve got something for you to shove in there.
Hey, they literally have everything.
And
they ship it in discreet packaging.
Ah!
Ask them to dress it up a little bit because I ain't ashamed. I put a big Adam and Eve. I have them use Bible paper. Like, that's just me. They're there to please.
AdamandEve.com. Go to AdamandEve.com. Use the promo code RACEWARS. I mean, you can't beat it, man. Enjoy your life. We on? We just talk about Kurt's aunt in Hell's Angels days.
Yeah.
Being a sweet bunny for those fucking maniacs.
No, she was a sister of someone, so she got protected.
She got protected, but she still had to get jumped in by dingalings.
No, she was with them before they were, like when they were literally just fucking air servicemen come home.
Oh, back in
and it was kind of just like
fun. The beginning.
Like the beginning.
Okay.
You know, off topic, before the air went out, cracked open this bottle.
Right.
You know the reason they have a lot of protector bottles on, like, aspirin and all that?
Mm-hmm.
It's because somebody's going around and just putting, like, drugs in it to kill them.
Right.
And no one knows who did it.
Right.
And, like, multiple when did this people happen? Died. This was in the 90s?
This was, yeah, you remember that. I remember the Tylenol scare. Tylenol.
That was in the 80s, I thought. Or
yeah, like, 80, late 80s, maybe.
There's always early someone 90s. Putting something in something.
Yeah, it's like, I don't belong.
Fucking it up.
Don't belong in there.
Before my
yeah,
time.
Cyanide. They were putting really? Cyanide yeah. in the fucking people. Were, someone's going in and putting cyanide in random.
Just thought
random
it was funny. Stuff. No one knows why or who. Or...
It is a little hilarious. You got a headache, and next thing you know, you're dead. Trying to help shit.
Your last words are like, oh, fuck, it hurts. I hate
ha,
this.
Ha ha, you thought it would help your condition, but instead made it much worse.
Are these PMs? I'm sleepy.
Ultimate PMs.
Let's talk Saudi Arabia. Let's get in it.
Yeah.
What the fuck were you doing there for 7 years?
Oh, my dad got a job at Aramco.
Okay.
He taught people how to work the big rig machines.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he went there to teach them how to use them.
He taught these sand heaps how to work. Modern.
Fun story. He would do like a projector and like teach them, but they would always fall asleep because it's all a bunch of like boring numbers.
Yeah.
So every fourth or fifth slide, he'd put a naked woman in there.
No, to keep them awake.
To keep them awake. And they all laughed and they laughed and then they took notes. And no one died.
That's a good little technique.
Well, we were there in the 80s and America and Saudi were allies at the
time.
We
still are.
We're still allies.
We're still allies, but you know, Saudi.
What do you know that we don't know?
Who are you working with?
I mean, they funded the people that flew 9/11.
Yeah. Well, you can't say they. You can't say the whole country did it.
Well,
told me at the taping about it. Like, it's the rich people don't do none of that shit. Like, Hatem, because our friend Hatem, he used to work at the Cellars, friends with, like, you know, when that king died, he was, like, friends with, like, the family.
I did the show for all 10 of the sons, 10 of
and
the princes.
So
they
just do whatever MTV lifestyle they want.
Yeah, they do whatever they
want. And then the
want.
Regular people, that's what all that Salafi horse shit is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because poor people, because when you live under Sharia law, it is really for poor people and to keep them in place.
Yeah.
Because if you do anything, you are punished publicly. And when you see someone get punished publicly, there's a fear instilled in you.
Yeah.
But the rich people, they can do whatever they want. They drink, they dance, they have premarital sex, they do drugs.
And nobody punishes them.
Nobody punishes them.
And why though? How do they?
Because they have everything. They own everything, and they live in castles that you can't storm. So
right.
What happens is a lot of poor people, they get together and they just fuck some shit up. You know?
Oh.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain, like, because Osama wasn't a fucking
poor person.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. Actually, he wasn't. He
right,
was,
he was really rich.
He was, he was very rich.
I mean, the majority.
He probably got tired
look,
of that lifestyle.
But that's,
he,
but he became a terrorist. Let me make a distinction because, yeah, the religion is for poor people. But then the part where it goes to terror, that's when they blame poverty and shit. You're like, it's not fucking poverty. I mean,
no, it's
the
not,
people,
no.
Especially. I mean, maybe it is there sometimes, but here it ain't. It's middle class kids. That's their punk rock.
They're bored. They want to they want to be fun. I hope I'm not saying anything disrespectful to anybody. No.
How old were you when you were there? What age is we talking?
Till I was 7. And here's the thing about Sharia law. So rich people can do whatever. There was this prince driving around in a Corvette. He was throwing rocks at women. And
wait, let me laugh.
He thought it was hilarious.
Okay, finish the story.
Yeah, yeah. He looked at me and was like, wait,
why
never
women,
mind. I'm not laughing
why
anymore.
Women specifically?
That was just his Tuesday. He just thought it was funny. He just thought it was
funny. Did he have a passenger seat full of rocks and just drove around? Like,
yeah, he had some rocks in his car. Yeah, and nobody would do shit to him.
But what about their male companion? Would the male companion...
They would get pissed, but you can't do anything because
he's
the prince.
He's the prince.
Yeah. Oh, so he wasn't like speeding off. He would throw the rock in and sit there and look.
And dare you to like make eyeball
poor
eye contact.
People have to run away when they throw rocks.
Rich people stand their ground. Yeah, threw it. What are you going
to
do?
Like when Michael Jackson used to peg the homeless with water balloons.
What?
You ever heard that story?
No.
Him and Brett Ratt, like... Who was it that stayed over Michael Jackson's house, that director, and he told the story on Stern?
Oh,
and they put
Brett
on
Ratner.
Halloween masks and go in a limo and throw water balloons at bums. And Stern was like, it's kind of shitty, dude. Like,
that's
like,
pretty funny. Yeah, I mean, like, don't do it, of course. But now that it's already been done, I can laugh at the past.
But by the way, can you imagine, though, just the people...
I love how you keep looking at me like, is this okay?
You're
this
a moral
okay?
compass. In
Can you imagine, though, you just like, whatever homeless person in the streets with some mental or something condition, then like Michael Jackson shows up in a mask and pegs you in a water bottle. Like, you must think
and
you
were
like
fucking... Yo, what the fuck? Then you lift the mask, you'd be like this. Thank you, Michael, I was thirsty.
He pulls off the mask, you go, oh!
Put it back on. Put it back on. Actually, wasn't there like a prince that came to, maybe it wasn't New York, but I remember reading something and he like brought in all of his like fancy cars and then like he just like paraded them on the street. Do you guys remember that?
There is a car show where they do that, but I think that's in Paris.
Okay, it was somewhere
very expensive.
But some kid like in there, it's like gold. Like the cards are made out of gold.
And Bieber, it's Justin Bieber.
It was Bieber. It was Bieber fever. And then like some guy had like a Honda or something and parked it in between the cars.
That's hilarious.
And then but put like gold like paper around it, okay. And so and then it was like a meme that went viral. Do you guys remember this?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, whoever that dude is, though, is a fucking genius.
Yeah,
really funny.
He had like a Toyota Tercel with Reynolds wrap and shit. fucking dope.
In Dubai, you know what they do in Dubai? Where like everybody's so goddamn rich that the only way to like set yourself apart is the lowest license plate number. So the guy who's number one, his license just says one, like that guy's king shit.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But the lower number you can get for your license, vanity plate, the fucking, that's how you.
That sounds like a country of small dicks.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. So you, from 0 to 7, you lived in
Saudi. Yeah, and then I moved to America.
Wait, where were you born? You were born.
I was born in Udalia, and I lived in Abqaiq.
Was that a black girl's name? What the fuck did you talk about? Was that a black girl's name?
Udalia?
Oompa Loompa?
What place?
Say
it again. Udalia, Abqaiq, Dahran.
Oh my God. I thought that was a magical land that teaches me to love reading on TV.
You can only get there through a wardrobe.
The more you know.
You can only get there by walking through a wardrobe. It's not here.
Udalia.
So wait, Udalia and Babalu and what?
Does there, but so the prince was like throwing rocks at this woman. My brother, who's gay, which is a big no.
He's older than you.
He's older than me.
How old was
wait,
he?
Hold on. Did they say to your brother, all the men, like, hey, get out of here, fag. We're trying to hold hands.
I clapped in my mic thing.
Hey, we're trying.
Because I was clapping at
real
that joke.
Real men are trying to fuck each other. Hey, get out of here. They just fuck each other nonstop.
And they just kiss on the lips.
So big no no. In what way?
So your brother what now?
Oh yeah, it's illegal to have gay sex over there or be involved in a gay relationship.
Right.
So, but he knew in his heart of hearts he's gay. So he's like 13, 14 at this time.
Okay.
And he's all pissed off at this dude. He's like, he can't get away with this. So he takes a knife and he pops all of his tires in the car.
Your brother did this.
He slashed,
to the prince's car.
To the prince's car. He slashed all four of the tires. And I remember like... He brought the knife home, you know, and I remember just the religious police coming in our house and being like, he has to go.
What's their uniform?
Their uniform?
Yeah.
God, I just remember men in like sort of a brownish blackish. Oh. Like they have a.
They don't dress like the High Sparrow from Game of Thrones.
Wait, so they took your brother out of the country?
Can you imagine?
No, they took him to they take him to a holding cell and they interrogated him for hours and he was like, you can't. You don't know me, or you don't know that I did that. There's no cameras. There's no proof.
Right.
Yeah.
And they tried to intimidate him for like hours, and he didn't break.
A 13-year-old.
He's kind of a psychopath to this day.
For him, it was like foreplay.
Yeah.
It's like all these men want stuff from me.
I'm gonna play hard to get.
Do you call it interrogation? But he says they paid attention to him.
They finally listened.
And he didn't just get one; he got multiple.
Yes. Good for him.
Finally.
He used to troll for gay sex in Saudi. I didn't know this. He didn't tell me this till way later, but he's like, yeah.
It's a little advanced for a 13-year-old.
Well, that's around the age.
Is he like a G now? Like, is he like getting it?
He was like going. And like, he said he laid next to this boy. They were about 13, 15.
Yeah.
And then they like masturbated together.
Yeah.
Because if you masturbate together, it's not having sex. So it's not
sinful.
Women
are for babies, boys are for pleasure. You don't know that? Women are for babies, boys are for pleasure. I'll say it again.
She just described
it's an old Arab thing. You
the
don't
most
know that
fascinating
saying?
Benetton
How come
commercial.
Nobody knows that. Yeah,
just a white boy and a brown boy.
Should I know that saying?
Yes.
Beating off each other, wearing cargo sweaters.
You've heard that saying, right?
What?
Women are for babies, boys are for pleasure. You've heard of that saying, being from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear it in Saudi Arabia?
No, I never really. Yeah.
Well, I guess you were 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. Don't you understand? They can't date, so they fucking. Yes, you fuck some.
They
you
play
know,
with boy booties.
Anything without a beard.
Don't judge. Don't be like that.
I'm not judging. I'm just looking. was that my smug look? Like,
Let me simplify. Let me simplify the Arabia to you. Anything without a beard is getting fucked. Whether either for a baby or just to get fucked. So take your pick or grow a beard. But those
if you
options.
Don't have a beard.
Yeah, boys and women.
Yeah.
It's a straight, like, because you know what's creepy? Yeah. It's like everybody in the world does the same shit. But it's like, what do you make laws about, right? Like, what do you specifically make a law about? But all the same shit happens everywhere. And that's what I... It's so interesting to see where some people are like, this needs a law right here. And then that, and you're like, you guys are crazy. Reminds me when I was a kid and I'd be sleeping over a friend's house and like they'd have weird rules in their house that like I didn't have and vice versa.
Yeah.
They're like, no, no, like my one friend, they weren't allowed to drink like fluids until they were done eating dinner. Like they couldn't have their their fucking like soda or whatever.
And you couldn't take that being a mongrel at all.
Well, I was just like, I didn't understand like what the fuck they were talking about. And I think it was because they're afraid they wouldn't eat their food. Because
they'll drink all the food. Yeah.
Which is a hilarious, like, make your kids fat, old school.
Yeah.
Clear your plate. Yeah.
But we all say that. That's what you born to do.
But just like a weird rule that I don't have.
And were
like,
they German? Guys,
no, they were fucking. It was just a bizarre.
Yeah. You it's know, not that bizarre to not drink your drink before you eat.
But just to make a rule about it.
Yeah,
bizarre.
That's because maybe it's these not, kids were just,
like,
you know.
I understand the reasoning. Okay, fine. But just that it's everything everywhere. Is like, I get your reasoning, I guess, but it's so weird you made a law about it. Like, yeah. It was that important to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I wouldn't I wouldn't apply that to you as a visiting
like, where
kid
do you
to the
decide
house.
To, like, I'm going to control this? Like, where people just decide to control? Because parents are like, that's the model for dictatorships. If you remember growing up at home, just rules that you had. You
but
know
plus
the shit.
Parents pay
no,
for.
Yeah, yeah, no, no.
But you got to remember, parents pay for food, motherfucker.
Right. No, no.
So they're going to make sure you eat your food.
The shit, I'm saying the shit now when you're older, you know there's shit that was like, okay, that was clearly for my own good, right?
Yeah.
And then there's shit where you're like, oh, you were just having a power trip right there, right?
Yeah. Like, so luckily, cool. I didn't run into that too much, I guess. But, being the youngest, I guess everybody else got that.
But just, it doesn't have to be like abusive. It could just be right. Any rule that like, it could be like some weird,
just
like,
ridiculous.
No TV after 7:30 or,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
I never
mean?
Had some, that kind of nonsense, yeah.
You, like,
yeah.
You don't, but do you have any rule
it's
like that?
It's almost witchcraft. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it is. It's almost
kind of
witchcraft. That's how I look. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's bad luck if you.
But Saudi Arabia, that's the thing when they talk about like a patriarchy or all that shit. I mean, it is that like the laws, half of them are like witchcraft. Like they don't explain, yeah. It's some fucking grandpa said, and that's how we do things.
Yeah, it's kind of like umbrellas in the house. Don't put your hat on the bed.
No, it's a real thing, that patriarchy shit. But
no,
I think
no,
people
is.
Don't get past the idea that like you don't need it to be with men. Like you could have an all woman patriarchy. It's just a matter of having a club that because I say so, and then there's little rules that get come trickle down. Right,
Amber, would you go back to Saudi Arabia? Do you have you?
Well, I
to
was
get your
there,
brother. I mean, eventually, after he serves his time.
I don't want to have to cover myself because I was born there, and right. I have my mom. I got my period on. Once you start your period, then that's when Sharia law comes into effect.
Oh,
so that, I would just kind of run around.
That is awesome.
Hold wait, on. What?
So you're out of Sharia law until? But what about the like 5-year olds that like get married to some uncle or something?
It's
that,
until you start your period.
Yeah.
But that's
but
how,
they
do, they, how do they know?
Periods younger than Puerto Ricans. God damn.
But, I mean, that's traditionally the sense, but like a lot of poor people, like, no, not even poor people, I don't know, a lot of
so
people.
So wait, Sharia
it, yeah,
law
yeah.
Don't apply to only applies to you until you get your period? Or you say
yeah.
It don't, it only applies to you until your period comes and it's like, all right.
No, no, you don't have to follow Sharia law until,
until you get it. That's what, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I just kind of run around and play, and I didn't have
right.
To like cover myself. Or,
right, you was a little kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and
you
like,
already know.
Men, I ran into a men's tent once, and
yeah.
They all pointed and laughed. They thought it was cute.
Right.
But if I was a full-grown woman that did that.
They would fuck the shit out of you. They would still yeah. Point and laugh, but they will fuck the shit out.
They have handy things to remember. Hair downstairs, put a bag on it. Put a bag on your head.
You said, I just thought of.
Whoa, that's coming in nicely. Better get this tablecloth on your head.
You said weird things. My dad makes me close all the doors whenever we're not in the room.
Why?
I have no idea.
You're wasting space.
He won't explain it. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I'll be like, we'll leave the house, and then, or as we're leaving the house, we like, make sure your door's shut.
Is that
like your
like
bedroom
a,
door?
My bedroom door. Like,
was he on like a ship or some shit? That's like submarine behavior.
Yeah.
Like,
I swear God's gonna ask the same. Like, is that his old naval trip?
Yeah. You gonna sink the ship?
Open door, sink ship.
Like, sorry, Colonel. I'm sorry.
Did your dad serve on a Polish submarine with a screen door?
Maybe.
Was he in McKell's Navy?
He was a tanker, but you know.
Was he a tanker?
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe that's it.
Yeah, but
this
makes sense.
To keep shit closed. Maybe he likes
know.
That little confined. I don't
close
know.
Closed doors, win wars.
What'd you talk to him?
Doors, win wars. It is weird, though.
Yeah. And he's not going to explain it to you?
Yeah. I was like, Dad, it's fine. He was, no, you need to shut the door.
You know, I'd say that's the ultimate thing. If I had to define if I had to define what patriarchy is of people, it's not having to explain to you why. That's
because I said so.
Because I said so to me is patriarchy. That's what I think it is.
I hate that phrase. My mother always said that, though. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. You can't have women patriarchy. Yeah.
But that's because my mom was in an Abraham fucking religion, and all the shit trickles down from God to Abraham to you. So kill your son because I said so. Stop killing him because I said so. Because I said so. And that's where this whole fucking election, where all these people whining about patriarchy, because of them it was working out their aggression on their dad. The same as these creepy dudes that fucking you're not their mom, but they're mad at you, right? Same exact shit, and then nobody has any sense of it other than, and no problem with because I said so, as you're, that's good enough for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? Parents get to say that.
Right. Because I said that's, so. There you go. It's dad authority.
But once you're not a child anymore, and wait till you have the power to say, hey, fuck off, dad, because you said so.
Well, you should, yeah, but I guess that's where all the fucking anger and protestings come about, right?
Maybe
nobody got parents' house, and it's more parents' house when you get out. Yeah. And I feel like, shut up, I didn't even have parents. What are you complaining about?
For some, you weave your father's punch.
Do you think,
watching, it's like, nigga, you old.
So watch.
You can't hear me no more?
Because you saw that Sharia launched it. Do you think Saudi Arabia, where you were, I mean, have you been to any other countries in the Middle East where perhaps Sharia law... I think it just stinks as is because it's a because I said so authority.
Yeah.
Saudi's got to be harsher then.
Saudi's pretty much the harshest. Like, if you go to other places, they're a little more like, I think Turkey elected a female leader.
What?
When? Wait, to what? When?
This was, I'm not knowledgeable on when, but I know that they did.
Right.
Where's the article?
Oh, God.
Well, look, everybody makes mistakes. Well,
you tell me in Saudi Arabia, they were like, everybody I can't believe mistakes. That shit.
In Saudi women are just petitioning. They just got the right to vote, like last year.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like.
Give them time. They just got slavery outlawed in the 80s.
No, it still exists. Still exists, but they.
So they Susan B. Anthony some shit over there.
Yeah, some like radical feminism's going on over there. It's very cool. But there's a thing right now because women are petitioning to drive. They all want to drive, and then Uber.
You know that's trouble.
Well, but it's a symbol of freedom of being on your own, and that makes them very uncomfortable.
Yeah, right.
So Uber, the Kingdom of Saudi. The king bought Uber or paid them mass amounts of money and was like, you come over here and just drive all the women around. Which does sound kind of nice because you always have a driver, but sometimes I just want to go drive.
I hate driving.
So women in Saudi Arabia don't have to pay for Uber.
I don't miss it.
I don't know if they have to pay for it, but Uber was definitely bought out to go work there.
If I lived in Saudi Arabia, I would demand that women drive me places.
I would actually be happy with that because we're on the same. I hate driving.
You hate
more
driving?
Than anything. I will not drive.
How about we have to be Uber drivers?
It's a requirement.
Take me, sir. This is fine by me.
I think military should be forced to be gay. Just based on the Spartans, how effective they were.
They were
made
pretty
them better.
With their enforced homosexuality.
Yeah. They fought for their brothers because they was fucking them.
They got shit done.
It's like, you killed my friend and my lover.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I got word from this caller. Now, this is who was going to call, but I mean, they just now got back to me.
So we can forget it.
Yeah. But we'll do them next week because I happen to say that... illegal aliens are the real heroes, and I'm not being sarcastic.
First of all, don't say illegal, say undocumented.
Why? Tell me why.
Because nobody's illegal on the planet Earth. We're all legally here, asshole.
Well, unless you're someplace where you're not legally there.
Okay, fair enough. These imaginary lines. Shut up, Kurt, with your white man's imaginary lines.
Okay.
God damn it.
So
everybody can go everywhere. It's Earth.
So somebody wanted to argue about... here's my thing with illegals.
So good to say.
Okay? But look, you're assuming that when I say illegal, I'm making it negative. Like, when I say whore, I think that's bad. When I'm like, oh, cool, that's an awesome whore. Like, it's not bad when I'm saying illegal, but people hate them, which is hysterical. The same people that all hate unions hate illegals. And you're like, you directly help that by not having, like... unions and shit, like they're gonna naturally go when you say a free market. The free market wants slaves, really, if it can help it. Like, if you leave it up to the free market, they're like, I can't even believe I have to pay you at all because I could be making so much more money.
Well, minimum wage is the new slave.
But even when they wanted to make him a minimum wage, right? They were like, we couldn't possibly do this. We'll go out of business.
Yeah.
That was the argument. And then every time it gets raised,
nobody goes out of business.
From whenever it was, they go, every time they go, this will destroy business. Yeah. What are you talking about? The goods, everything.
McDonald's won't survive this.
And the fucking argument happens every time.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching on TV and they say the same shit. I'm like, You know what? Like, this is not even having a study history. When I remember being alive and you said this, and it turned out they all got richer and it wasn't shit.
Yeah.
And so you just got to keep up with where inflation goes. So that they don't want that. They would like to have illegal labor. It's so easy to go punish companies for hiring illegal immigrants.
It is.
It's so easy. But they never do that. It's always, for some reason, put on. This is why I on like
the
illegals.
Is on the undocumented person.
This is why I like
it's
illegals.
It's their fault that fucking Home Depot's hiring them.
Yeah, like why would I not do what I...
The nerve of these people taking jobs. And then if I found offered out... Offered to them.
Yeah, you hate my guts. But do you know the history of it? They first of all, they brought, like, going after we just stole all that land that they're supposedly invading. We did literally what everybody's complaining about Mexicans doing that they're not doing.
Yeah.
Because when they say illegal, what it means is Mexicans. Straight up.
Yeah. They're not talking about the fucking swarthy Europeans up in New York City trying to fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah, they don't give a
but
shit.
I count them too.
They
fucking
mean
losers.
Mexicans.
And those filthy Aussies who come over here. How do they get over here so easy?
On a plane, because that's why a wall will not be as effective as
But don't Qantas, ain't Qantas flown by John Travolta? Again, how do they get over here so easy?
There's so many Australians.
I've met so many, and they're
amazing. I've just met a lot of Australians.
They're right.
They're all
right. You don't like them?
Some are good, some are bad.
They're always peppy.
They are.
Listen, I just don't give them any of the... Well, I don't do this to any fucking people from other countries, but the American suck-up attitude...
Oh, never do.
Americans have the reputation of being like these obnoxious travelers, but compared to Europeans, we're fucking delightful.
No question.
Europeans think that... And they're not smarter than us.
If you
travel, what you find is like they're not... Mm-hmm. And the people who say that haven't traveled there. They just go, oh, it's better. So some shit's better, some shit's the same as everybody, but... Especially that the Australians, I remember the writers room, they were talking about, like, when I was talking about how people think a foreign accent sounds smarter. Like,
yeah.
Or they were talking about, I'm like, yeah, not Australian accents. He's like, oh, they sound like,
girls think it's sexy. Girls are dumb as shit.
Well,
Not you girls. I mean, the girls y'all called
Sherrod,
dumb.
Did I call someone dumb?
I'm sure you did.
I said that, Sherrod, but then when I traveled and it worked in my favor, I have to say I had no problem with the accent exchange program. It was fine for me.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
It always annoyed me up until it worked in my favor. And I was like, I get it. You got to have even, you know. Thank you to the people of the UK, by the way.
So we got on this because...
Because... Obviously. Your friend, the sleeper cell over here, and her
you're gay
call terrorist
someone,
brother.
You're going to call someone next week.
Well, it's because you always hear this, and because just how white is it? This is what bugs the shit out of me is when you see fucking liberals here. And I'm liberal, by the way, so it bugs me extra. But they compare, especially when they do their white privilege horseshit, in their heads, fucking Saudi Arabians are people of color. In their heads. When on every fucking metric, they're whatever the worst of white people are, is what's in their soul. Okay? And these people don't get it because they don't travel. And they look down on rednecks. They look down on rednecks like they're these provincial townies. And meanwhile, you just stayed in fucking New York or whatever. And you think you're so goddamn fucking, you know?
You're a townie with cupcakes in the town.
Yeah.
You gotta travel.
And that's how
you
gotta
Trump travel.
Got
you gotta
in.
See the world because it's gonna give you the number one souvenir you can bring back. Well, a new perspective.
So that you don't.
Yeah. Are you talking fucking... about culture?
Why not?
No, this is. I mean, America is such a goddamn house with two ugly divorced parents fighting all the time, and then
and only travel locally.
Their house is better. Like that's how everybody talks. They like like you envy your friend's house. You had no idea your friend was being viciously molested the whole time.
You knew.
But you're like, they have it better over there.
You definitely knew what happened.
Yeah, well, maybe, but you think you pass your own fucking shit? That's America. Just a big thing of babies. Because the boomers sucked.
Oh my God. Because
that whole Clinton generation sucked raising at all. So that's where these millennials came from.
Where's your brother live now, April? I mean, Amber. I'm just trying to get out of Kurt's that twirl going down. Look at his face. Who fucking sucked.
Yeah, my brain, I feel like it was spun into a different universe.
Yes, he did.
Like, I'm trying to follow and I'm nodding, you know?
I saw your
like,
face. I was like, let me get her out of this. He'll grab your ankle and pull you right down with him.
It's like when you walk in a beautiful mind and you see all the yarn and thumbtacks and maps drawn. That's the whole
thing.
Is that
that's daily conversation with you?
Yeah. I go on tangents. We're all connected.
Mr. Russell Crowe.
I wish it went back to weed. That would be a joy. It's never back to weed. It's just more the same.
Yeah.
What are you asking me when where's you
your
me
brother?
April?
Yeah, where's your brother, April Amber?
He lives in New Orleans.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he lives. Yeah, right there.
He lives. He's still making it.
And your parents are where? I mean, your father's.
Oh, my father's passed. My mother lives lives in Mississippi. She lives in Poplarville, Mississippi.
That's in the southwest?
Yeah, somewhere around there, sure. Yeah.
Southwest Mississippi.
Somewhere. I got family all around there. But I go, and I like to go to New Orleans. I was on a sabbatical for a show one time. I had 2 weeks. And nice. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to New Orleans. And I stayed with my brother for 2 weeks. Best decision I ever fucking made.
It's amazing.
I'm sure. Great. Where does he live? He lived near, like, the French Quarter and all that?
Yeah, kind of close to it. So I just, like, walk around. My favorite thing to do is walk around New Orleans at night. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's a good looking town.
I've never
Charleston
been.
Is like that
You've
too,
never
but
been?
It's not. It's a party town.
Oh, it's haunted. There's history.
Yeah. It's definitely hauntings. Oh, yeah. The ghost of Little
Are
Wayne.
Are you sure it's not just those people with the skeleton paint because it's some kind of parade?
I'm sure.
It's always a parade, as far as I can tell.
Every week. You can
it's
get a parade.
Like, what's
you
this
can...
weird air of voodoo behind everything?
You can pay like $100 or $200 to get your own parade.
Oh, look at that gator. That's a monster, that gator.
You fit right in.
I'm just going to practice my gator person talk. Oh, that's a big old monster. Oh, hoo-wee! That's all.
What an idiot.
You can go on tours and dudes will like do stupid alligator stuff.
Yeah.
Or you can go, I would recommend just going out and getting a boat and just going out in the swamps.
Is there still that guy that actually fucks the alligator? I heard about that.
Sure. It's a tiny little hole.
He fucks the alligator?
Yeah, he takes it a step further than the other alligator.
Now, you can fuck a female or a male alligator because you got to go through the flap of skin to get to the...
They all have a
to
hole.
Get to the vagina. They all have a hole
you
to get to
You just do an anal.
If anybody can do it, I can.
Wait, am I pounding this?
I wasn't even sure about it either, to be honest. Well, as I said it, I'm like, I don't know if this is a pound. I just...
I picture a 400-year-old alligator just immersed from the swamps and someone just fucking its asshole. It's like, yeah, take this.
That's what your brother's doing, literally.
Right as we speak.
Prison changed him.
I guess we got to wrap it up in a minute.
This called, we'll do this immigration thing.
What?
We'll do the immigration call next week. This person got in a phone.
Now, who's... Because they're mad about immigration?
They're mad about these Syrians or something coming in. I don't know.
I can't wait till they get here. Tell you the truth. Can't wait to see some Syrians.
Oh, they're mad about them coming in.
I don't know any of them, but...
For state services.
It's a lot of Minnesota right now, ain't it?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Illinois,
Minnesota.
Yeah, they're mad about the 160,000. That's not that many people, by the way, 150,000 Syrians.
No. Yeah. But didn't Germany take more? Well, Germany need a whole
Canada.
New... Canada took a bunch, too.
Yeah. You know, Japan turned away 99.9% of the refugees.
Of course.
And when you go in there, they put you in a room, and they're very mean.
Yeah, they don't watch you. Listen, they're
racist.
For
the Japanese?
Yeah, the
Gotta
Japanese.
Watch all the people that complain,
what
like, why can't
assholes.
We be like Japan?
But no, Japan is the white people of Asia.
Asians are where
evil.
Like, all whiteness.
Not you guys. I mean,
all
the guys
whiteness
you call
goes,
you.
Goes.
Thank you for constantly saying that we're cool. I'm glad. My cool factor keeps going up every time you say it. So thank you.
Cool?
You got a beanie on, so that's 2 points.
I know. The beanie, I was like, I got to work on my cool factor over here.
Trump's about to meet with the prime minister of Japan in like a day or two.
Yeah, Japan's like the most notoriously racist of all the
Asians. I hope he makes fun of them.
He won't.
I would love to go to Japan.
They whipped ass in China. They whipped ass in all of Asia. They whip ass.
Well, they should have listened the first time.
Not this. you're an
animal. Yeah, I know. There's a lot of... Koreans are the ones...
A lot of rape,
the
too.
Most racist, the most racist on the thing is not Japan. It's Korea's who... Korea...
They're up there.
You got to read The Cleanest People, which is my favorite. It's about how Koreans see themselves. And explains, like, North Korea.
Oh, they consider themselves the cleanest people?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hmm.
They don't have food dirty in their inside stomachs.
Yeah, I don't know. It's,
that means they're starving.
I got it.
Okay.
Well,
he's like clogged with all that shit. It's like, just air. It's
pitching
just...
your jokes to me, and I'm like, eh, that was good.
I just want to see how you react to him like this. I would eat a girl out to that. Like she's one of us.
Well, fair enough.
I mean, on that note. No, fun fact, though. Well, we don't have time.
Wait, go ahead. That
was a fun fact, though. I was in a sorority. And didn't realize I was gay while I was in a sorority. Look at all the missed opportunity.
Oh, you fool.
I was such a fool.
Wow. What's the best song you've ever ate a pussy at to?
I thought you were going to tell me you were in a sorority and had to eat your way out.
No, it's actually, and it was at the University of Alabama, too. So if you can imagine.
Yeah.
You never noticed the girl changing and being
that's all I could think about right now.
So fleshy and white. So fleshy.
So many questions. What was the question about the song?
What's the best song you ever ate a pussy at to? Like some Van Halen?
I'll tell you the worst song I ever ate a pussy
to. Mine was
to
My Adidas. It was the song by Run DMC.
Oof. Yeah, it's not a good
I
one.
Really was into sneakers.
Oh, Arctic Monkeys. Do I Want to Know?
I did it to the screams. The screams of an injured workman two blocks away. As Delfino, she was up, but I was eating pussy like this, and in the background, I just heard something collapse.
Right.
Like a block or two behind, it's like a wooden structure. I went, and I just hear, oh my God, Joe! Joe! Right? I was eating pussy, and then, Joe! And I was carrying through the, and I hear, my legs! I can't feel my legs!
Was that Delfino saying it or the other guy?
No, I was eating pussy. I get, no, it was in the far away. I remember we both like then had to notice it. Like my head just came out. Like, oh.
But did you keep going?
Of course.
Not yet. We just listened for a minute.
Yeah, okay. After I gave you my legs.
We were like, at the moment. Oh, we both were just looking like this and just I was holding legs and just frozen. And then I hear, I can't feel my legs. And then nothing for a minute. And then this woman goes, do you want me to call an ambulance? And then silence.
Would it kill you to close your window when you eat pussy?
And I just went back down. So it was a short song.
Back down the
rabbit
hole.
Oh, shit.
It was a short song. It froze up the whole thing. So I would say worst thing to eat pussy too.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I win.
You won. Amber, you want to promote anything you got coming up or Twitters or websites or whatever?
Yeah. I'm Amber Smelson, and I'm going to be in Philly in December. God, I forget. Somewhere. December at Good Good Theater.
Okay.
Sometimes late December. Okay. I should figure
it
out.
Oh, my.
Looked it up.
Well, check out Amber Nelson, guys.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. You're great.
In Washington, D.C., guys.
Thank you. Want to promote anything?
I would, actually.
Yes.
I have a sketch channel, so check it out. Hello, my name is Generic. It's on YouTube. And then also nice. Sophie E. Santos on Insta.
Boom.
Yeah, Washington, D.C., Comedy Draft House Theater on the 25th, day after Thanksgiving.
Look at you.
Come and see me do my tarot hour.
Did Instagram just go public, or is it March?
I don't know.
No, Snapchat going public.
Oh,
in March,
January 18th.
First quarter.
January 18th, we're doing Race Wars in Washington, D.C.
Oh,
also.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. January 18th. That's right.
Before the
tour.
Inauguration.
We got to do the Race Wars tour.
Yeah,
the
so tour. January 18th in D.C. is our first stop.
First stop.
I believe at the Improv. Yeah. And that'll.
Well, I'm saying that Trump's new hotel down there when we go down there.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm friends with the family.
Now is the best time. But before that.
I'm getting vetted.
The 25th at the Comedy Draft House Theater, you can see me. DC's a good comedy town.
It is great. It's a great comedy town.
It is.
All right. So, that's the end of the Race Wars, man. This was a good show, goddammit. I mean, yeah.
All right,
look for
talk.
Me at ESPN.com and ESPN Radio and A&E Black and White and your mother's house. Bye, guys.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.